This is Central Time on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. Now, the Cathedral of St. John the Evangelist in Milwaukee and its organ provided the setting for a prize-winning performance last fall. Voiceless Mass is an all-instrumental, non-traditional piece composed specifically for the space. It debuted at a concert held on Thanksgiving. Raven Chacon composed it. He's an Albuquerque-based composer, performer, and installation artist from Fort Defiance, Navajo Nation. When his Voiceless Mass won the 2022 Pulitzer Prize for Music last month, he became the first Native American to receive that award. Also with us, David Bloom, co-artistic director and conductor for Present Music, a Milwaukee-based organization that was among the groups that commissioned the work. I talked with both of them earlier today. Raven, let's start with you. First of all, congratulations on the Pulitzer. And can you tell us how you approached this unique project, composing a piece specifically for this unique space?
Yeah, thank you. Well, I was really happy to be invited by Present Music to compose a new piece over the pandemic. You know, as we know, everything was up in the air in terms of if we'd be having concerts, if anything would be in person. And so, I was really excited to be making a new work. And once I learned that it was to be written using the church organ there at the cathedral, this became a new, you know, possibility for me to think about what this piece might mean and what it might be about.
David, can you tell us how this commission came about for Voiceless Mass?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Present Music, I'm one of the two co-artistic directors, and Eric Zegnitz and I were just really taken with Raven's music and his ideas that he puts into his art. And so we said, you know, we just went to Raven and said, basically wrote him a piece of fan mail and said, how can we do your music? How can we work on something new? And what would you want to make? And so he said, we told him a bit about our programs. And he pointed to this one that we do in this cathedral and said, now that sounds interesting. So we were very thrilled to hear about that.
And this was going to be, as I understand it, Raven, for a Thanksgiving performance. Can you talk a little bit about your reaction, your thinking about that timing?
Yeah, it seems like very often I get asked to respond to that anniversary of Thanksgiving. And of course, this is a date every year that Indigenous people in North America, you know, question. And we wonder, you know, what does it mean for us to be involved in the celebration on this date? At the same time, you know, this is a time to gather. Families gather, they have meals together. And so I think all Native people in this country, you know, have a conflict inside of them about what that anniversary means. And so for me to have an invitation to make a piece of music that's going to be premiered on that date, and thinking about the setting of where this is to take place in a Catholic cathedral, and thinking about the history of Indigenous people, my own tribe, with this institution and on this date, you know, all came together in the statement that this music composition makes.
David, can you paint us a visual picture of the setting here, the Cathedral of St. John the Evangelist in Milwaukee, and this Nichols and Simpson organ?
Right. Yeah. So the cathedral is this gorgeous space that Present Music has played in for, you know, 25 years, something like that, annually. So Raven invited us, the ensemble, to spread our 12 musicians throughout the cathedral. So We put our violinists way in the back, our clarinetists and flutist on the sides, you know, cellist on the sides. So we basically the work surrounds the audience, and depending on where you're sitting, it's a different experience of the piece. And there are two kind of sources for the organ sound: one in the front of the cathedral and one in the back in a balcony. And so that again is a way that the audience is surrounded by the sound that Raven created.
We're talking about a unique musical composition, a unique musical event that took place in Milwaukee. The composer just won a Pulitzer Prize for it. With us, the composer, Raven Chacon, and David Bloom with Present Music. I want to get a taste of that performance here. I'm going to give a listen.
Thank you.
excerpt from Voiceless Mass there. Raven, can you talk a little bit about what we were just hearing and how it all came together to create this, like, I guess, audioscape in this setting?
Well, using the organ was, you know, such a great opportunity because you have this full range of pitches, almost to the inaudible lows to the inaudible highs. And so I wasn't approaching the organ in any kind of, you know, maybe like you would hear in Baroque music, any kind of complex melodies or fast runs. In fact, you're just hearing kind of tones dispersed across the composition. And these are supported by the tones that the other instruments are making. One of these instruments is electronic sine tones, which are also capable of being very, you know, inaudible in the low ends and on the upper register, but kind of producing this physical feeling inside of the listener, this kind of this weight, especially in the low end, or this presence that something is there, but you can't quite hear it. And so this makes its way across the composition in different spatial configurations and at different volumes, but overall becoming this kind of unified drone that you hear throughout.
And David, I understand you conducted the actual performance here. Can you talk a little bit about what it's like with this unique piece, the space, and as you mentioned, the musicians scattered around the building?
Yeah. Well, it's always fun to, you know, conduct an ensemble that's 360 degrees around you. So that was my experience for this piece, kind of seeking out the players throughout the house, including or the narthex, including just like a football field away almost. But the process of kind of creating this performance was a really deeply collaborative one, which I really, really appreciate Raven's openness to our ideas as an ensemble. In fact, the work invites improvisation and just the creativity of the ensemble and the musicians. So it was very gratifying to play the piece from that perspective as well.
And Raven, the title again is Voiceless Mass. Now, literally, it's voiceless. There's nobody singing or talking or anything as part of it. Does it mean more than that, the voiceless part of this?
Yeah, you know, I wanted to consider this building where we were performing the music inside of, and the history of the Catholic Church and other institutions, not limited to the church. I mean, I'm thinking of universities even, where there is the idea that all voices have equity and have the potential to speak, but at the same time, there can be a lot of suppression that happens in these places, and there might only be a positioning of a single voice, even though the intention was for a group of people to be able to express themselves. And so that's what this piece addresses, and it makes available a situation where there's equitable voices. So you have the viola in this instance being probably the quietest instrument in the ensemble, and providing a space where that viola can have the same voice or the same power of voice as, let's say, the organ. And to be able to talk about this through instrumental music is difficult. You know, there are no words. There is no libretto or spoken word to be able to talk about, you know, this history. And this history for me comes from the viewpoint of being an Indigenous person. But so to be able to put that into an instrumental piece of music and have that understood by, you know, let's say the Pulitzer Committee and the broader public is quite an honor. And I'm really happy that I was able to, you know, collaborate with Present Music and have this dialogue with the church. You know, this was commissioned by the United Church of Christ, and that they were open to my ideas on this is I'm very honored.
Raven, thanks a lot for sharing this with us today.
Thank you.
And David, thanks for being with us.
My pleasure. Thank you so much.
That was David Bloom and Raven Chacon. Raven is a composer, performer, and installation artist from Navajo Nation. And David is a co-artistic director and conductor for Present Music. I talked to them earlier today about the piece Voiceless Mass, which Present Music co-commissioned Raven to write for a Thanksgiving concert at the Cathedral of St. John the Evangelist in Milwaukee. Fast forward to last month, Raven received the 2022 Pulitzer Prize for Music for that performance, for that composition, becoming the first Native American to get that award.